Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what is up? What's going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADV, here in studio, sitting down, getting a little out, getting the podcast going. Don't forget, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you're part of our podcast. And also, don't forget about our YouTube channel. We have lots of videos over there, especially for new riders and things like that. And you can get lots of really good information. Not just that, we have a lot of great subscribers that are out there that give great information in the comment section. So make sure that you check on the comment section as well, where you can get some good information from other riders that are out there. And don't forget our Facebook too, facebook.com/690ADV. We got a bunch on there. And but yeah, just make sure that you're part of it, because it's really awesome to have everybody that's out there, and especially the new riders and stuff. I love getting information from the riders that are out there. And don't forget, 690adv@gmail.com. You can hit me up anytime for any information or anything like that. Just shoot me an email. Sure, would love to hear from you. I think that'd be fantastic. And I'd like to work on, you tell me if you think it's good or whatever. I'd like to, with some of these, you know, writers that are out there that actually are part of the podcast and listen to the podcast. You know, we get hundreds of downloads on each of the podcasts, but it'd be really cool to maybe, you know, just slowly start working on, I'd like to hear your stories. You know, maybe we could hook up, you know, on Facebook Messenger or something like that. I have different ways that I can connect to people. And I'd like to hear your stories and your thoughts and what is going on with, you know, your side of the world. You know, what kind of bike do you own? What kind of bike maybe you're thinking about getting? You know, what kind of travels do you do? Do you camp? Do you not camp? Do you stay in hotels? Do you stay in motels? You know, do you even travel, you know, or do you want to travel, you know? So that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I think it'd be really cool to maybe start doing some interviews and talking to real riders that are out there. Just, you know, just anybody. You don't have to be, you know, famous, or you don't have to be, you know, a guy that's been riding for 800 years. And that's fine if you have. I think it would be great. But I think that'd be super cool to start doing some interviews with just everybody that's kind of out there, and let's just see what everybody's about. I think that would be really, really cool. So I'd like to work on that and hear your thoughts on that. Maybe if you're getting this syndicated on YouTube, down in the comments, tell me what you think about it. And if you are interested in maybe potentially being interviewed and to talk about in, you know, your motorcycle world and what's going on in your brain and what's going on, hit me up, 690adv@gmail.com. I think that'd be awesome. First things first, I'm going to pimp my boys over at KTM of North Texas, slmracing.com. Don't forget, ask for Bert over there. I'm not going to get too in-depth about it, but those guys have everything from parts to motorcycles to service to, I mean, you pick it. They got it, man, and they got great prices, and they're super cool. They're super nice, and they will take care of you. So KTM of North Texas, slmracing.com is how you can find them. Ask for Bert over there, and they will take care of you. Tell them that 690ADV sent you, and they'll definitely make sure that you're taken care of for all your needs that are out there. And if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or any surrounding area, and you got a motorcycle and need some help, hit those guys up. Anyway, on today's podcast, for new riders that are out there, and I want to talk about motorcycles just in general for the riders and stuff that are wanting to get into dual sporting or want to get out in adventure and really get out and see stuff. Really want to get out in it. Okay. I don't want to talk about adventure bikes. I want to talk about dual sport bikes today. And what I think is really the best bikes that are out there, for you to actually truly get out and go see some stuff, you know, really get out and see it. The adventure bikes are just so big. And I'm not saying that you can't get out and see the countryside on the adventure bikes, because you certainly can. But I mean, to truly get out in it, to actually get into the thick of it and be off road and just get into that semi, you know, stuff. It just, those bikes are so heavy, the adventure bikes. You know, it, my thing is, you know, if you want to get out, just you and maybe one buddy to go see the good stuff, you need a light motorcycle, or at least a bike that you can get up yourself. That's really what it boils down to. You get all these guys with these giant adventure motorcycles, and most of these guys, they probably can't pick them up themselves, especially loaded down. And when you go out in adventure travel and you're actually getting off-road, like really off-road, like say at altitude, maybe in New Mexico or Colorado or Utah or Montana, God, the list goes on and on, Nevada, California. I mean, when you get out in there and you start getting up in the altitude, what happens is a 500-pound bike that doesn't have any gear on it, it feels like 1,000 pounds. I know, because I've owned several of them and I've taken them to altitude, and I haven't, you know, and most everybody, I don't care how great of a rider everybody thinks they are, you're only, you know, is, I don't want to get too into it, but I've laid my bike down, you know, on several occasions, you know, and there's times that I don't lay my motorcycle down, but on my big bikes, my big adventure bikes, I have laid it down and loaded up with gear. You know, when I go on an adventure travel, I don't go with a backpack and do it. When I adventure travel, tent, sleeping bag, mat, tarp, hammock, I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. And I have everything packed in with my giant loop system and my box on the back, plus my tank bag, you know. And when I get out in it, I mean, I'm out in it. I'm not staying in hotels and stuff. So it, but on the bigger bikes, boy, I tell you what, it's interesting. So back to me on my big bike, on some of the rides that I have been on, and you tell me down below if you've been on some rides and you've laid your, you know, your Super Tenere down, you know, the big one, not the 700. Even that 700 is going to be a little bit cumbersome. It's going to be pretty heavy if it's loaded down with gear and you're actually off-road and some of the mild to technical riding. I had an 800 GSA, a BMW. Fantastic bike, man. On the road, man, all those bikes are amazing when you're zipping down the highway, but when you get off road, the world changes a whole lot. You know, and I get it, there's a lot of guys out there that own Africa Twins, they own BMW 800s, 850s, they KTM 1090s, 1190s, 1290s, you know, the BMW 1200s, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, you know, each one of those bikes with nothing in them is sitting well at 500 and over to the mid 500s, just with nothing on it. And I basically am going to call BS to anyone there that is off cantered going up a semi-technical trail and lay their bike down and say, yeah, I could just pick it up with all my gear on. And when you do that at altitude, it absolutely will just basically decimate your energy level, especially if you go down more than once. And I follow many, many guys on YouTube that make their posts with the KLR 650s and stuff like that. And I've been following some other stuff lately of some guys doing some Colorado runs, some newer riders, and talking about how incredibly rough it can be in some of the terrain in Colorado loaded up doing real adventure riding. And you don't see a lot of that stuff on YouTube. You hear about all these great guys that will make, you know, really crappy comments and say about, you know, you're not this and you're not that, but yeah, I never really see anything from these guys, not even pictures of them loaded up or campsites where they're with their motorcycles in some areas that I know of that I've been to that are very popular to go to that are truly off the beaten path, that are really out there, and it takes a little bit to get to them, and they're loaded down. You just don't see that. But what you do see is you see them running their mouth and telling you how you're not doing it right and yada, yada, yada. But the bikes that I would like to talk about today, and I want to get on to it. I just don't want to talk about the bigger bikes, but I want to throw the bigger bikes out there for the guys that maybe are new or semi-new that are like, man, I just, it's hard not to get sucked into the adventure bikes because they're so cool looking and they're so fantastic on the highway. But you have to understand there is a give and a take to both sides to dual sporting. So you got to find out which evil, you know, you're willing to deal with. So do you want to deal with the evil on the highway, or do you want to deal with the evil off-road? There's no real magic unicorn motorcycle out there. And you'll get some guys that'll say, oh man, well, my Africa Twin, man, is amazing and it will do everything your 690 will do. No, it won't. My 690 will stomp your Africa Twin off-road. It won't even be close. And it's not a fair fight. You're comparing a Yugo to a Ferrari. It's not even fair. But on the other side, you get to the highway. God, it's like flipping a pancake, man. It's completely the exact opposite, because on the highway, the Africa Twin or the big adventure bike is going to be so fantastic on the highway, and I'm going to be pretty much miserable, you know, on the KTM 690. So you have to really find which evil you're willing to deal with. I've picked my evil. I'm willing to deal with not so much fun on the highway to really enjoy the off-road. And that's really what it boils down to me, is the off-road riding, because I've been down both sides of the road and I love the dual sport, lighter dual sports that are out there. And I want to kind of give my two cents to the new riders and guys maybe coming over, or guys have been riding for maybe a couple of years that are going, man, what would be a really good dual sport? Because that's what I want to do. That's how I want to do my business. And hopefully this will help somebody out somewhere down the road. Well, the dual sports that I think that are really totally perfect. Now, the question is it's kind of going to come down to, you know, cash flow. How much money do you have and how much can you afford? And what do you, you know, what do you really truly want to do? Do you want to do like technical? Do you want to just do light technical? Do you want to just do like scree, gravel roads, you know, and stuff like that, but yet still have the ability to do light technical, you know? So that really kind of weighs into several motorcycles that are out there. And the motorcycles that I truly think for today, and it's going to be a pretty broad range, because which is really nice, because these bikes work for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, you know, it really doesn't. Doesn't matter if you've been riding for 10 years, 50 years, 30 years, you know, or just getting started, or you're a street rider and you're like, man, I really want to get into this stuff. So, you know, I think at a minimal number, you know, of CCs, you know, in the 250 range, you know, I think 250s are really a great dual sport and a great motorcycle for just about everybody. I have one in my garage and they really, really are great. And you can truly travel on them if you would like to. Pros and cons. Pros, they're really not that heavy for what they are, because they are street legal bikes. So people like going, oh, well, the CRF 250L, that weighs 328 pounds. Well, you know what? Here's basically where that boils down to. It's a street bike. It has to weigh a little bit. You have to understand your MX motorcycles and stuff like that are in the low 200 range. There's really not much to those motorcycles, but you're not going to get that bike because of the gear ratios and the way that it's set up for the torque and all that type of stuff that's out there. It doesn't have lights. It doesn't have blinkers. It doesn't have a lot of things that the street bikes have that make those things so incredibly light. I hate to break the news to you. 300 pounds to 328 pounds for a dual sport is not heavy. I don't care who you are. That's the beauty part. It doesn't matter how you want to present it. I've done so much adventure traveling that it, you know what, it, 328 pounds, that is a light motorcycle in my world. I mean, I'm used to being out in it with just under 600. So if you're dropping literally 300 pounds almost, it's light. I hate to break the news to you. So the 250s will really, honestly, you can get out, do the business, and they'll work. And they're great motorcycles. What 250s would I probably consider if I was a new rider that I think could actually do the business pretty good? From Kawasaki, I don't really think, I don't care for anything for Kawasaki in the 250 range. Honda, the CRF 250L is a fantastic motorcycle. I own one. It's got good clearance. I don't care for the rally a whole lot. It's really more of a street machine. It will do off-road. It's okay. I've ridden one. I've, you know, tested it. It's a great motorcycle. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's really, in all honesty, it's just kind of it's a show bike that has the capabilities, and you're going to get the guys going, it's the same frame, it's the same everything as the 250L, bro. Actually, it's not. But the good news is all those plastics that are on there, it's hard to get any type of protection for them or anything like that, because it's already kind of fake protected. The plastics are super expensive, and but you can do it. I don't want to knock the bike, so it's really a good bike. But if I had my choice, I would definitely go with the 250L. It's more dirt oriented. It's got very good clearance. It handles very well. The suspension is a little soft on it, but at the end of the day, if you're not getting too crazy, it's really going to be fantastic. Other bike, 250. I think personally, this is my opinion. You take it with a grain of salt, but I get a lot of guys that will probably back me up on this. The WR250R, that bike is fantastic. And you know what? There's so many of those bikes in circulation. Even though they discontinued it, I have a funny feeling that I think it's probably going to kind of come back. We'll see. I just think they only have to make a few minor changes to get that thing to where it's more for the emissions and everything, because that's really what it's going to boil down to. And I think that's why they basically discontinued it. But that bike right there, honestly, I think is the king. It's got plenty of power, great clearance. It's got really good suspension. Plenty of horsepower. There's tons of aftermarket parts. All of these bikes have tons of aftermarket parts. They're relatively inexpensive, and they will just flat out do the business. It doesn't matter how you want to slice it or dice it. And the intervals on that bike, even the 250L, but not much is going to beat that WR250R in the maintenance category. It's bulletproof. It's proven. Lots of guys own them, and you totally win, and you can usually pick them up. Now you're just going to have to get it used, unless you can find one that's new that a dealer didn't get rid of, and you can pick it up. Now, those are the 250s, and that's just my personal opinion. The reason I didn't do Kawasaki, that Kawasaki 250, I don't like it. I've got buddies that own them. They just don't have a lot of power. They need a little bit of work to get them right. I just think out of the gate, the Honda and the Yamaha are just a much better bet, and I just truly think you're gonna win right out of the gate with those motorcycles. Now, bumping up, and these are really my personal picks, and I get to pick Kawasaki now, and I get to pick Honda, which is fantastic. And again, these two that just came out from Honda and Kawasaki, the 300s, they're getting rave reviews from everybody. And I'll get people that say, well, you've never ridden it, Joe, so how would you know anything about that bike? I don't know, maybe because I know how to read a specification. I happen to know what gear ratios are, compression levels, and not only that, all the people that are out there that are giving me information to let me know, because I've been riding so long that I understand what they're talking about. So, but the 300s, the CRF 300 and the Kawasaki 300, those two motorcycles are really, they're just getting rave reviews. Now, I've did videos on those. If you want to check them out, they're on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. And I'm still sticking to my guns. I think the Honda And it's neck and neck, man. I mean, neck and neck, and you're welcome to bash me on it. I really don't care. At the end of the day, I don't care what your opinions are when it comes to what my thoughts are. You know, you're welcome to tell me what you want to do. And I don't, you don't have to agree with me if you don't want to. I'm just telling you from what I know and from what I've read. And if I had to put my dollars down, but the Honda CRF 300 is magnificent. Rave reviews. It's got plenty of power, great clearance. It's basically, it's my 250 with a splash of crack and it's such a great bike. It really is. It's going to be a fantastic bike, but the Kawasaki KLX 300 is basically about the same bike-ish. It really is. Ish. They're real close in price, real close in horsepower, clearance. The tire sizes are the same. The fuel is about the same. But what separates those two that makes it come in, it's like almost a photo finish, but one I give the slighter edge to, and you can agree or disagree. I don't really care. Kawasaki, the KLX 300, they took a little longer to get theirs released after Honda. Maybe they paid attention a little more, but the suspension is much better. Period. It's better. It is a much better suspension. And suspension is a big deal. And I know what people are saying. Well, I would rather have Honda's a much more reliable bike. Man, I don't know where you get your data from, but Kawasaki is super reliable and so is Honda. But my thing is guess what? I don't have to do an upgrade just to say that I've got a Honda. Out of the box, the Kawasaki's, it's a better bike just because of the suspension. It doesn't have a better engine. It doesn't have better wheel selection. It doesn't have better handlebars. It's just got better suspension. And overall, for the pricing that they're almost the same, I think the Kawasaki's a little bit cheaper. It's better. It's just flat better. I just don't care. I would much rather have better suspension over the biased that the Honda's more reliable. It's biased, man. You got Honda levers, you got Kawi levers. That's just the way it is, man. It doesn't matter. And the same thing goes with KTM. You know, you'll get people saying, "Oh, KTM's not reliable." Where do you get your data from? They are super reliable. Absolutely super reliable. You know, the bikes are only as good as the owner that actually owns the motorcycle. But those Kawasaki 300 and the Honda CRF 300 is fantastic. I don't really care for the Rally Edition. You know, if I was going to do a Rally Edition, I wouldn't buy the Rally Edition. I would just kind of make my own Rally Edition because they sell kits out there that you can kind of rally your bike up and, you know, have the high, you know, fairing, and you can have the extra gas and you know, if that's what you want to do. But for the pricing, you know, you're talking like $6,000 for these bikes, brand new, right out of the gate. Man, it's a win. It's a total win. So if you're looking for a bike, and these bikes are even, believe it or not, the 300s are lighter than the 250s. Go figure. More horsepower, better suspension, better motors. I mean, and they're lighter. I mean, you're talking around 300 pounds. I got news for you. 300 pounds is light for a dual sport. It's light. I mean, period. Now, I have another bike that I would throw in there that I think is totally fantastic. And, you know, we're talking like the small range. Well, you know, I don't want to get too crazy and aggressive. You know, some bikes are for beginners and intermediate riders, and some are just not. I would not recommend the KTM 690 or the 500 for a rider that's been riding for a year or two. Could you ride it? Of course you could, but you really got to pay attention. Lots and lots of power can put you in the hospital without a blink of an eye. Both of them. They're high performance, lots of power. But if you want it, go get it. I'm not telling what you can or cannot do. But the DR400 from Suzuki is another fantastic bike. It's not super heavy. It's got good tire selection. And I know I got DR guys out there say, "Well, why don't you throw the DR650? I think the DR650, my personal opinion, not really a new rider kind of, you know. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think the 400 is a little more manageable. You know, hopefully you'll agree with me. But if not, that's okay too. I mean, that's the beauty part of opinions, man. Everybody gets their own opinion. You know, that's what makes it amazing. But The DRZ 400 from Suzuki is great. The only downside to the DRZs is they're real proud of their price. They're still making them. They're kind of outdated as far as the looks and things. But the good news is lots of aftermarket parts. You can get tons of aftermarket parts. It'll actually do highway. All these bikes will get on the highway and handle themselves. But off-road is really where all these bikes are going to shine. And that DRZ 400 is no exception. It will do a great job off-road. Plenty of power, good clearance, good tire selection, very manageable in the power range, just like the other ones, the 250s and the 300s. And I think that just totally, you know, these five motorcycles really, in all honesty, are probably the best dual sports that are dirt worthy, that are not too powerful, but have enough power and can get out and do the business just about everything from, you know, easy to light technical and even technical. Now, I would say that the CRF 250L is probably not a great choice. If you want to do technical riding, it can do it. We put my CRF 250L through some technical down in Big Bend. It did a good job. It did a good job. We did lose one fork seal doing it. So, you know, it can 100%, but you're just going to really have to pay attention. The suspension just isn't set up for that, but it'll do it. It'll do it. And if you're willing to make some upgrades and stuff like that, then you can totally turn that bike into a technical riding machine. It definitely has plenty of power, and it followed my KTM 690 on the highway at 70 miles an hour. No problem. My buddy V-Man or MacGyver, he's about 6'1", and I would say he's at least 200 pounds, right at 200 pounds, and no problem whatsoever. So the CRF 250L is the only bike that I would say that is not really set up for the technical side, but overall, it will do it. I think it needs it's going to need a little love, you know, to get it in that range to handle it. So, but all these bikes, totally perfect. They're very reliable, especially for new riders. Long intervals, great tire selection, good clearance, perfect in the power range. Not too much, not too much, but not too little. You know, for all riders, doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. You can get off the beaten path. You can really get into the dirt and get out an adventure ride on these things, and they're fantastic. So the 250s, the Honda CRF 250L. From Yamaha, the WR250R, and then basically the 300s in the, you know, from Kawasaki, and from Honda, the CRF 300L and the KLX 300, and then the DRZ 400. I just think that those bikes are really fantastic for everybody, and you could pick them up used for a pretty good price. And the 300s, in all honesty, $6,000. It's not that much. It's not that much for a bike, especially when it's brand new. Plus you get the warranty and everything like that. I just think, you know, that's just a good deal. And it won't be long because they can't even keep these bikes in stock. But eventually things will slow down a little bit and you will be able to pick up one of these bikes. And not only that, you'll probably be able to pick up one up used too. You'll get somebody that'll buy it. Wasn't quite for them. And maybe you get a smoking deal. But anyway, of the five bikes, I think these are perfect for new riders, intermediate riders, wanting to get out into the dirt and just basically see this great country that we have here in America. And especially with the COVID thing and everything that's going on, you know, you pick it up, or if you're looking for a bike, look at maybe one of these five, do some research on them. And I think if any of these bikes, you're going to be totally happy and they're going to do the business for you and you're just going to love it. You're just going to love these bikes 100%. Anyway, I'm Joe, your host, 690 ADV, or the radio 690 ADV. Find us on all platforms, Apple, Google, Alexa. You can find us on Alexa, you know, you can Amazon. You can find us everywhere. Spotify, you name it. Also, don't forget about my buddies over at KTM North Texas, slmracing.com for any parts or anything like that. Or if you live in the Dallas Metro, guess what? Just cruise on over there. Go see those guys and go check them out. They got lots of really cool stuff, and they'll take care of you. Ask for Bert over there. And until our next episode, thank you so much for stopping in. Don't forget, hit that subscribe. We sure would appreciate it. Get out, find your adventure, be safe. I'm Joe, as always, 690 out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.